A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to welcome those who are joining us on our Facebook pages. That is voashona.com, voandebele.com, and voazimbabwe.com. Of course, today is Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to look at, of course, the COVID-19 issue, the American elections, that is the transition at this point in time. And of course, we are looking at this in the context of Christmas. Good evening, everyone. I'm Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jeep Sibwe in Maryland. And of course, Blessing, we know that in Zimbabwe, there are over 12,544 people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 10,159 people have recovered and 326 have died. When we look at figures being released by Johns Hopkins University, indications are that there are over 78.2 million people that have contracted COVID-19 since March this year. And out of this number, 7 million have actually died. And in the USA, it seems as if the country has got the largest number of COVID-19 when we talk about country-to-country figures. So there are 18.2 million people that have contracted COVID-19 and 322,851 deaths. So a lot has happened in the USA.
Onguka Gibbs tirikutarisa sezvatataura nezvechirwere cheCOVID-19 icho chakanganisa zvikuru gadziriro yevanhu vakawanda yeChrismusi. Tirikuona kune dzimwe nyika kwakaita sekunana Britain kuri kunzi kwakuya kamwe kamhando kechirwere cheCOVID-19. Vanhu vari kutonzi musabude mudzimba uye vamwe vachinzi havo dzimwe nyika dzava kuti vanhu vari kubva kuBritain vasaende kana kuti vasashanyire nyika idzodzo. Vamwe vachiti vari kubva kuBritain vanofanira kuti vatange vavhenekwa icho chirwere cheCOVID-19 kuti pasapararire kamwe kamhando aka. Kunyange hazvo vamwe vana chiremba vari kuti hapana chekutya. Asi tichitarisa muZimbabwe sezvataurwa naGibbs apo, kwaane vanhu vanosvika iwo 12,544 vabatwa nechirwere ichi kubva zvachatanga. Vanhu vafa varivo mazana matatu ane makumi maviri nevatanhatu kana kuti 326. Pasi rose vabatwa nechirwere ichi vava kusvika ivo 78 million, vadarika 78 million, vafa vachidarika ivo 1.7 million, kuchiti muamerica chete vabatwa nechirwere ichi 18.2 million, uye vafa vachidarika ivo 322,000. Vanhu vakawanda zvikuru varasikirwa neupenyu. Uyewo tichitarisa zviri kuitika muamerica, umo vaJoe Biden vari kuedza, vari kutarisirwa kuti vatore mhiko musi wa20 ndira, asi pachine dambudziko rekuti vaTrump vari kurambaiwo kutambira zvakabuda musarudzo. Gibbs.
Unjalo ke Blessing, siyabona kuti eZimbabwe kula vantu 12,544 asevanje COVID-19, kuzobuya 10,159 sevapepa kumukuhlana COVID-19, abai 326 sevapupa kwela Zimbabwe. Lokhu ke kwetulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Kube sokusithi ke iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu abedlula 78 million asebanjwe COVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kube sokubuya ke 1.7 million sebabhubha. Siyabika njalo isibhedlela lesi ukuthi kwelemelika sokulabantu 18.2 million asebanjwe COVID-19, kwathi ke kwabhubha abantu 322,851. So kanya lapha ke kule Melika Blessing, kanya kulobo zima sibili. Kodwa ke bona uzani sasilayo ubaba uDennis Duru usungaqoqa laye sizwe ukuthi uthini ngokwenzakala ebhoda khona ngale eBite Bridge kuzobuya le South Africa ungakhuluma laye Blessing sasilayo khona.
Hello mkoma Dennis.
Kazwai makasimba here mkoma Blessing na mkoma Gibbs Duru.
Aiwa sirutiri nani zvedu. Mkoma Dennis, first you can give us an update of the situation there. We understand that there is a woman who actually died on the bus en route to Zimbabwe, Harare to be precise, from South Africa because of the chaos at the border, where we understand some people are spending days and days. What is the situation like?
Yes, the situation is very, very tense. It's congested and there's no movement of traffic as traffic from South Africa to Zimbabwe, blocking traffic from Zimbabwe to South Africa. They have occupied the oncoming lanes. So we can say the border was partially blocked yesterday, but the officials are trying by all means to make sure that they clear that traffic. At the moment, they are not allowing cross-border travelers to pass Messina. There's now police stopping travelers at the South African Defence Force stand-off just before Messina and after Sasso Garage. So if you are going to Zimbabwe from South Africa, you cannot proceed to Messina. They will stop you before Messina, and the queue is spreading to the target. So that's the situation we have, and it's very unfortunate that it's not even one person who died. It's more than one person who died, but we are still waiting for official reports from the South African police services. The biggest challenge is water. There's no water as people are parked in the bush. There's no water, and it's very, very hot. People are dying from dehydration. So we advise people when they are going to Bed Beach to carry some water so that they can help themselves and they can help each other as well. If you are in the queue, you cannot make a U-turn in order to fetch water. So once you are in the queue, you use the resources you have at your disposal. You have no chance to make a U-turn and say, let me go get some water. So we advise everyone who is going to Bed Beach to make sure that they have enough water or even extra water so that they can assist those who didn't go with water. That's the situation we have. And we tried to ask Messina Municipal to help people with water. As unfortunately, they don't have access to the queue as the road is blocked. There's no access to the people who are in the queue.
So looking at the situation there, we are told that some people have actually died. Give us an update on that.
Yes, people have died. There are some people who are dying from when they were attempts to cross the border through an incarcerated point of entry because the river is flooding. And there are some people who are also dying in the queue waiting to cross the border. So these are two scenarios we have as far as these deaths are concerned.
Yesterday, Mr. Juru, you were also talking to some South African officials about the congestion. What were they saying?
Yes, yesterday on my Facebook I managed to talk to Mrs. G. Van Nel, the Bed Bridge border spokesperson from South African side. And he highlighted a lot of issues as far as crossing the border is concerned, ranging from the requirements. The South African side doesn't need a COVID-19 test certificate if you are departing from South Africa. If you are living in South Africa, there's no need to show them a COVID-19 test certificate. And at the same time, there are some health officials who are testing COVID-19 at the border at a cheaper price, which is 170 rand. And border officials are complaining about that, saying it's one of the contributory factors to this congestion, as everyone now is no longer coming with COVID-19 test certificates since it's shipped at the border there. So, and then he also highlighted that people should not pay blood to the bus crews when they are crossing the border, as if you overstay during the lockdown, you are exempted from penalties. So we also advise travelers not to pay any bribe. We understand there are some bus drivers and conductors who are collecting as much as 500 rand from the occupants in the name of fixing the overstay. So it was clear that no one is supposed to pay anything if they overstayed during the lockdown. But if your passport expired during lockdown, you are not exempted. You should go to the embassy, you get an emergency traveling document so that you can cross into Zimbabwe from South Africa. And also, you clear that the border is not going to be closed at 10 p.m. Now the border will be operating 24 hours. Because at first, they were closing the border at 10 p.m. Now the border is not going to be closed at 10 p.m. It will be closed. It will operate 24 hours.
Yeah, masingakhuluma ngesindebele kunampo baba Juru. Akusitshela ukuthi ebhoda kume njani, so kuthi okugcwele abantu okunye okumangalisayo.
Yeah, kugcwele abantu kakhulu ngoba siyawazi sonke ukuthi kube kune-lockdown. So abantu bebengakwanisi ukuthi bahambe baye ekhaya. So okwamanje umnyaka lo awufani nomnyaka odlulileyo ngoba umnyaka odlulileyo abantu kade behamba besiya e-Christmas phela, but kathesi abantu bayaphuma nje njengoba amabhoda kade evaliwe. So amabhoda avulwe mhlaka 1 December. So abantu, umuntu wonke ofuna ukuphuma, abantu bafuna ukuhamba, abantu bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya ngoba even e-South Africa amakhampani kade evaliwe ngesikhathi se-lockdown, abantu bayalamba baphethwe indlala. So bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya. So e-border kugcwele kakhulu. Siyacela ukuthi abantu makuwukuthi behamba ngezimoto zabo basebenzisa i-border, amabhoda aseBotswana ngoba ngale kungcono, akufani namabhoda nge-Beit Bridge.
Yeah, blessed.
Vajuru, mungatudzwa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei pamabhoda apo? Tiri kunzwa kuti aiwa hapana kumira zvakanaka.
Zvinhu manya mamire nerongo paBeit Bridge Border Post. Pane mitsara inotyisa zvikurusa, mitsara yakatarisa kumwe chete yese mumugwagwa unofanga kunge uchifamba motokari dzakapesana. Tinoona kuti motokari dziri kuenda kuZimbabwe dzakavhara mugwagwa kubva mumesina kusvika kubhodha, dzakavhara mugwagwa zvekuti dzakapinda mugwagwa wemotokari dzakanga kunge dzichibva kuZimbabwe. Saka vanhu vari kubva kuZimbabwe vari kutambura zvikurusa kuti vange vachipinda muSouth Africa, uye vanhu vari kubva kuSouth Africa vari kushamukurudzika zvekare kuti vange vachipinda muZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti pane vanhu vatofa kutaura kuno nenyaya yekuti vari kushaya mvura, hakuna mvura yekunwa uye kuri kupisa zvisingaite. Muzuva ranhezo nevanhasi tinoona kuti kwanga kuchipisa kusvika pamadhigirizi anoita iwo 36. Saka 36 madhigirizi haasi kutamba nawo. Tinoona kuti tine vamwe vanhu vanenge vaine zvirwere zvavanenge vainazvo zvakafanana naBP nanashuga, vari kuzoshungurudzika vanhu ivavo kana vatata neizvozvo. Tazama nepatinogona napo kuti tinge tichiendesa mvura kuburikidza nekanzuro yenesina, asi havasi kukwanisa kuti vange vachidarika mugwagwa wakavharika kuti vagone kunopa vanhu mvura, vagone kuwana mvura yekunwa. Saizvozvo tinokurudzira vanhu kuti ngavaende vaine zvigubhu zvavo zvemvura kana zvigubhu zvinosvika 20 liters vanhu vagone kunwa mvura vari mumutsara. Sekuti munhu anotarisirwa kunzi anogona kutora maours kana 48 ari mumutsara. Uye tinoda kuziisa zvakare vanhu kuti kana COVID-19 test certificate yako ikapera simba, ikaexpire uri mumutsara, unofanira kunge uine umboo hwekuti iwe wanga uri mumutsara. Umboo hwakafanana nekuti unge uine tiketi rako rinotaura kuti wanga uri mubhazi, zvinozivikanwa kuti bhazi ranga riri mutsara. Saka kana ukaita izvozvo hauchasina dambudziko pakuyambuka. Unenge uine umboo hwako hwekuti iwe wanga uri mumutsara.
Yes, Mr. Churu, so this is a very challenging time for Zimbabweans. So what's the solution to everything that is happening at the border, as far as you're concerned?
Yes, I think motorists need to be patient and follow the queue, because the moment they try to jump the queue and occupy the oncoming lane, that's where the problem emanates from. People should follow the traffic regulations and just follow the queue as usual. If we can all do that, then we can have the congestion we are seeing. And the congestion is caused by the delay to open the border by the Zimbabwean government. When the South African government announced that they were going to open the border, I think the Zimbabwean government was supposed to follow suit and open the border. Now everyone wants to go home. Besides going home for holiday, people who just want to exit South Africa because they've been in South Africa under lockdown for quite a long time. People are hungry. People were not receiving food parcels from the South African government as they are not South African citizens. So people are hungry. All they want is to go back home.
Yes, listen.
Asi tichitarisawo vajuru kuti vanhu vakugara panzvimbo yakamanikidzikana sebhazi hazvizotokonzera here dambudziko rekuti chirwere checovid-19 chinokwanisa kupararira zvakanyanya kune vanhu neva vakamira kwemaawa akawanda.
Hongu mukoma Blessing, zvichatoitika nezvekuti tichaona kuwedzera kwechirwere chekorona mumawiki maviri atateera. Isiri nyaya yekuti vanhu vangu vachibva kuSouth Africa, but itori nyaya yechokuti social distancing haisi kuobzevhwa. Munoziva kuti kana pasina kana vemutemo, vanhu vanongotadza kuzvitedza. Kana vanhu vamanikana, dzimwe nguva vanodambura mutemo. Saka tichaona kuti izvoni kuchirwere chicharura muZimbabwe zvakanyanyisisa. Zvichakonzeresa kuti zvichida vanhu vakaenda kuZimbabwe kana vanga vari vanhu vanga vachishanda muSouth Africa vaite dambudziko rekudzoka mumashure mekunge hurumende mbiri idzi inogona kuita mumwe mitemo inogona kuita kuti mabhodha avharwe. Inoona kuti paMalawi chaipo bhodha ravharwa kutanga muzuva ranhasi. Mabhodha emalawi ese avharwa, vati vavhara for 2 weeks kubvira nhasi. Saka kuMalawi kana usiri returning resident, usiri chizvarwa chekuMalawi, hausi kukwanisa kupinda kuMalawi. Apa tirikuona kuti nyika iri musati. Saka hapana chingatadzise kuti tizoona bhodha rebetbridge richivharwa kana mabhodha anopinda muZimbabwe kana kubuda uye nemuBotswana nemuSouth Africa.
So with all this happening, Mr. Churu, what's the life of, let's say, a trader like? Because you are the leader of the International Cross-Border Traders Association. So are they not facing serious problems with their goods that they're carrying and all those kind of things? Hello, Mr. Churu. I think Blessing, he was a little bit cut off because he's traveling. He's on the road. So still we've got some people that talked to Ezra Jesus Wanda in Bulawayo. So let's hear what these people are saying, Blessing, about, 2020, this year has been very difficult to many, many people, right?
So Indeed, it has been a difficult year, and we just lost our former colleague, Tendai Ndemera, who was our stringer in Harare. He also went for the Herald and the People's Voice. He passed on yesterday. So we've lost a number of journalists, even some of our producers at work.
Yeah.
It has been a very tough year, Gibbs.
Yes, let's hear one lady talking about her situation. There she comes.
Zvinobizo lami musazi misikiti unapiri kuti hamunyaka lowu bunzima kakhulu ngoba izifiso zami zonkade mfuna zifezakale azifezakalanga. Kade mfisa ukuthi alibana ngiyathola nje imisebenzi yezandla ukuthi ngizincedise ngawo nondle abantu abami as a single mother. Abantu abami ngihlala labo, owami uyiwanda bakadadwethu ngihlala labo. Ivini labo abakhona le ngaphandle kwelizwe kunzima kibo ngoba corona le ivale imfezini. Mina empile bengisebenza bengithunga umsebenzi wami wezandla wokuthunga. So bengithunga thungela mama, ngithunga amayinfomu abantwana besikolo, ngithungela nabantu nje amamachechi bebamachechi adivalwe. So izikolo zavalwa, so kade kungela business yokuthunga. Okunye ade ngifisa nje ukuthi ngivule umsika wami ukuthi ngithengise ngoda izinto zami ngithengise. Manje konke kube nzima, umnyaka usuze waphela. Asikwazi le Christmas yangifuna ukuthi sizayidlala njani kunzima kangaka. Umnyaka ozayo ngokufisa kwami bengikhangelela ukuthi ma ngingathola imali yestathi ngode into zokuthengisa, ngithengise ngithole le mali yokuthi ngithenga amalembu okuthi ngithunge into zokuthengisa ngithengise. Uthi umnyaka uthi uqalisa lami ngiqalise lawo engxenye kungaphile kangcono.
Mina ngingubevali Mpofu, ngingumbalisi. Umnyaka ka-2020 ubungekho muhle. Sikhangelele kwezemali lapha, imali esiyiholayo ayiseneli kuhle. Lazi lezikolo ngala abantwana babuya belambile, akuhle vele ngathi le khisimusi yalonyaka vele asuze siyikholise ngoba hey kunzima la mafizi abantwana besendathi hayi hayi akuhle sibili. Unyaka ka-2021 uzaba nzima kithi kakhulu especially ababalisi ngoba abantwana bethu abafundanga lutho last year. So ukuthi size sikwanise ukuthi sibayenze ukuthi ba-grabe amanye ama-concepts kuzaba nzima. So 2021 low uzaba ngunyaka onzima futhi kakhulu kithi.
Mina ngi-Mrs. Emily Spanda. Ngihlala lapha koBulawayo here in Zimbabwe. Ah, year 2020 has been a very difficult year for almost everyone and kakhulu business people and for us women as well, because as you are aware, women now are always up and about trying to fend for their families. So bekunzima sibili ukuthi ever since March kuze kube le lockdown ama-businesses amaningi avala. That meant ukuthi sonke nibethi sihlezi ngekhaya. Bekungekho lula shu ukuthi siphile ngoba sonkeni siphila ngokuba lokhu esigijigijima sizama ukubona ukuthi singatholani phandle ngapho. So isikhathi sonke lesi bese sisije kakhulu and kuze kube lakathesi khathi sesiya ku-festive season abantwana labo babekhangelela ukuthi abazali labo bazayenza okunye okukhanyayo akulalutho. La mafizi wona la afunekayo January kathesi izikolo zabe sezivulwa asilalutho. So konke lokhu vele kube nzima kakhulu sokuhlangene lo mkhuhlane nalowo COVID. Abaningi bayagula, abanye abakwanisi ukuthi bahambe kuma-test wona lawo lawe COVID, abaningi abakwanisi even ukuthi bathenge imithi ngoba iyadura. So impilo naleyi inzima kakhulu kithi sonke, kakhulu omama ngoba ithi sitshona silabantwana, ithi sitshona sikhangela imuli. So sikhangelana lakho kakhulu konke. La ma-stress abobaba wona lawa ithi siwathwalayo futhi ngoba kuzoba nxa esele stress sokunzima nkaya khonaphana. So sokumele sibone ukuthi siyabhalansa kuke.
Uhamani?
Akunamala lonyaka indlala kunzima sokuyo.
Wena-ke uzophila ngani manje?
Lapho yikho yakho singazi khona uzophila ngani ngoba kunzima sokuyo. Fakathi sihlezi.
Umntwana wakho?
Ngowami.
Uyise umntwana wakho?
Ungiphi.
Uyamsapota wena?
Na, kasapota. Umntwana ngizifunela ngani. Khalela ukuthi lami ngithole umsebenzi ngicela umntwana. Njengoba ngokuthengisa.
Uthengisani?
Owesitolo. Le market.
A very tough situation there, Blessing. These are different people talking about their situations in 2020. You heard the single mom there saying life is very bad. You know, then a teacher was saying, you know, the problem is that even kids are not going to grasp certain concepts, you know. Like they are not learning properly. So it's going to be difficult to actually teach them one or two things. And then we had this lady, the last one, was saying, you know, she's a single mom. The father of the kid is not supporting the child, you know. So she's having so many problems. So there you are. These are people that are facing all these problems.
Indeed, and I think that's a reflection of what is really happening this year. As you know, many human rights groups and gender groups are saying that there is also an increasing case of gender violence in the homes as a result of the lockdowns. And talking about school kids, even here in America, you know, most of them are doing virtual school learning. But there was one school, or there's one school in Virginia where the grades were so bad, you know, because there's no in-class learning. So they've had to adjust the grades so that at least they can proceed to the next stage. But it has been a very, very difficult year because of this COVID pandemic.
Yes, I think we've got one of our guests that has come in right now, and that is Mr. Busani Mbusontini. He's an independent political commentator based in USA. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, very fine. Blessing, go ahead, sir.
Now, Mr. Ntini, of course, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and also the very difficult transition in America. Just your comment, Mr. Ntini. We had an earlier with the guest earlier, Mr. Dennis Juru, who was talking about the situation at Beitbridge Border Post, where a number of people said to have died. One is confirmed, and they are yet to confirm the other deaths. There are reports that there is also the problem of dehydration because it's very hot, and you know, people don't have water, and it's a crisis. Would you advise anyone to travel this time around, Mr. Ntini?
Thank you, Jason. No, personally, I would not recommend anyone to travel, especially by road. You know, the situation, I think, at any of the border post, whether it's Beitbridge or Musina, is very crowded. I've been watching the news. Just, you know, it's just painful to see what people are going through. We hear of people that have been at the border for more than 3-4 days. Some of them, I think, truckers, they've been there 7 days. So this is not the right time to be traveling, especially given that we have COVID-19. Personally, I'll advise anyone that I know or anyone that is listening to me not to travel, especially at this time of the year. Maybe people should wait until, you know, the end of the festive season. Maybe the borders will, you know, would be less crowded. I think the challenge that we have with our borders, especially between South Africa and Zimbabwe, there are two checkpoints. You have to check with the South African side, and then you have to check with the Zimbabwean side. And within each side, you have to check with immigration, customs. There's a whole lot going on. But when you look at borders, let's say in the US and Canada, you only talk to one person. So that kind of, you know, helps, you know, moving the lines much quicker. So I wish, you know, we could move to a more efficient way of controlling people coming in and coming out. Because now people are actually being exposed to COVID-19 by just being out there at the border post. You know, but like I said, you know, personally, I would not advise anyone to travel around this time of the year, except if you're flying where, you know, it's more efficient and, there won't be any too many bottlenecks for you to cross the border.
So looking at how things are happening at the border there, is there any way to fix it? I know maybe you've got some solutions to that kind of a crisis.
I mean, definitely when you look at most countries, you know, the traffic is controlled much better. You know, there is traffic for people that are, you know, truckers. There is lanes for truckers. There is lanes for people, you know, using, you know, their normal personal vehicles. There is a section for people that are crossing on foot. And also the fact that, what I just mentioned earlier, that, when you are coming from, South Africa to Zimbabwe, first we have to clear with the South African, side. You have to go through their immigration. You go through their customs as well. Then you get on the Zimbabwean side also, you have to do the same thing. And when you look at the buildings that we have, especially the Beitbridge Border Post, those buildings were built, I don't know how many years back. You know, they are very crowded. They don't allow as many people. And also, I think there has to be certain lanes where people don't even have to get off their cars. Mm-hmm. People should be able to just, you know, pull into a kiosk. They present their documents. They may get, you know, searched if they're carrying certain things. If they declared, you know, then they can be moved on to, you know, the customs and other departments to declare their items. But there should be a number of lanes that would just allow people to remain in their cars, present their documents, and, you know, go ahead. But what do you see at the Beitbridge Border Post or any other, you know, border post within Zimbabwe, our neighbors, everyone has to disembark. You all have to go line up. So sometimes you find like there's thousands and thousands of people just lining up to get their passports stamped. So during that time, a lot of people will be exposed to coronavirus. So long term, definitely we need to bring our borders to standard. We have to look at what other countries are doing and do better.
Blessing.
And now, Mr. Tini, tell us about your preparations for Christmas. Of course, you must practice what you are preaching. Let me be upfront. I last saw Gibbs, believe it or not, face-to-face in April.
Yes.
Because we are all working from home. We are teleworking. Mm-hmm. So what is your, what are your Christmas preparations?
Same here, Mr. Zulu. I've been working from home since January. I actually started working from home before, you know, COVID even hit us hard. So pretty much I'm home. I have a grade one student who's been also learning from home, doing virtual learning. The only time that we go outside as a family is if we are going to the doctor's appointments. We try to avoid many things. I haven't had a haircut in many months because I don't want to go to the barber shops. For Christmas, definitely, we're going to remain indoors. We are on lockdown pretty much. The only time that we go outside would be going to the store to buy essential items. Pretty much, we are on lockdown. I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I won't be visiting anyone. No one will be visiting us. So we are definitely keeping it within a family of only four people. No one is coming in from outside. We are not going to anyone's house. So definitely, I think that's what people need to do. But we realize that in Africa, this time of the year, people believe it's time to enjoy. I see online most of the time people doing chisanyama, people going out to clubs. Yes, you know, under normal circumstances, we should do that. We should, like, you know, the fact that we're out of work for a month or whatever time, we should really try to enjoy our lives. But I think what's happening, people don't realize, you know, COVID is a different, animal, and we need to treat it as such. So people should really stay away from, you know, the normal activities that we do every festive season. Even if you are able to travel to Zimbabwe, my only hope is that people will practice, all the safe precautions. You have to make sure you're wearing a mask, you're washing your hands, and try not to, expose other people, except if you know that you are negative and you've been tested. So really try to, you know, self-isolate, try to, maintain the physical distancing as much as you can. But I know it can be hard, you know, if today I had to arrive in Zimbabwe, and my relatives know that I'm around, they're going to come in their numbers. So it's really a tough time during this time to be traveling. My advice to people is to stay at home, stay where you are, and then when all goes normal, people will start traveling.
Yeah, I was telling you, you know, what we have said that in Christmas.
I like since you were traveling and Kaya still have a daughter. I learned this science, so the diplomacy. See when Christmas is about uzalo ka Jesu. Maybe uzalo ka Jesu doesn't require a big crowd to celebrate. It doesn't require what we normally do, commercializing, Christmas. I would think able to go to my party. I would think able to drink in my church and go over a COVID.
Professor?
Yeah, you raised a very important point there, Mr. Ntini, about Kisanyama, Gochgoch, whatever they call it there. You know, I've been talking to a number of friends who are doing exactly that, and they also live with their elderly parents. You know, you might survive because you are young, but you are also exposing your parents and your grandparents, which is, you know, even more disheartening. Should they infected and end up dying. That is where the other major problem is. But of course, there's a bit of hope with these vaccines, the Pfizer one and also the Moderna one. But of course, doctors are also warning that this does not mean the end of the crisis, because 70% of people have to take that or have to be vaccinated so that you can have herd immunity. And they are also saying that even if you are vaccinated, you still have to wash your hands, sanitize your hands, and, you know, social distancing, everything, all the protocol that the WHO is saying must be observed. Another question to you. Are you ready to take any of these two vaccines, Mr. Antini? Should they be availed to you?
I am ready. You know, I've been watching, you know, there were people, there were all these conspiracy theories that when you're given this vaccine, you may faint, you may, you know, you may have other issues. So far, people that have, you know, taken the vaccine, there are people that I know personally that have taken the vaccine. They seem to be normal. So this is only helping me, you know, have more confidence in the vaccine. So the day that the vaccine is ready, I'll be ready to take it as well. I realize that you've seen President-elect Biden, you know, taking the vaccine. We've seen many other medical professionals doing it. So, you know, this really kind of debunks all the conspiracy theories around, you know, this vaccine and other things that people talk about. So I think, you know, we now have confidence in the vaccine. Definitely, I think the day that they will call my name, that I'm, you know, they want me to do it, I'll be the first in line. I may actually, you know, spend the night, you know, in line, making sure that I'm number one to get it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Dr. Fauci, Andrew Fauci, he has also been vaccinated as the Vice President Mike Pence. Gibbs.
Yes, Blessing, we've got a person that is talking about her situation. She's in Bulawayo, and I guess she's an Arsenal fan. Eh? Do you know Arsenal?
Why go there?
I'm not going to comment further. So let's have the lady. Let's have the lady talking about some of these things.
Mina umanya ati from London. But igatesi ngobulawayo ngoba 2020 lo. So we ngilethe impahla zami, ngibuthe nje into zami zonke ukuthi sengilubhekise ekhaya. Kodwa ungafika lapho ekhaya ukuzama ukulungisa into zakhona, returning resident, ama-challenges akhona. Kodwa khona ngilokhe ngisalwa lakho ngoba hhayi ngale iLondon ibe nzima kimi. I was bereaved and then I thought, hey, let me go back home. Home is home. The weather is nice, it's raining, but, you know, so I could tell them and do it as we in Ekaya and try and do whatever we can do Ekaya for now. So that's my plan. I mean, I was testing for no good to use Ekaya. Neither long or we are too maybe Pekes, I'm going to test them Peke London, then we Bulawayo.
So she's talking about London. You know, she lives in London, but she says warm is best, you know. Back in Zim, but she wants to go to the rural areas. So I don't know what she's going to do there. But normally people have got some feasts, you know. They have a festive kind of environment. They slaughter some goats. Some slaughter even cows, you know, and then eat together as families. But with COVID in here as the second factor, you know, it becomes a problem, Blessing.
Indeed, it is very, very difficult. But should one travel, if there is need to actually travel, I think it's important to make sure that you are actually tested. And, you know, even if you are tested, it's still very important to be distancing, washing your hands, sanitizing your hands, and doing everything possible so that you are safe and also your family is safe.
Right, so let's go back to Ms. Antini. I think the other topic that we are discussing today is U.S. Presidential transition. So, Ms. Antini, what is going on right now? You know, we are seeing some Republicans in the House of Representatives saying that they may help Mr. Trump to turn around the results of the election. Is that possible?
I don't think it's possible, Julie. I think enough has happened since November 3rd. They've been moving the goalposts. Every time they fail in one thing, they set up another goalpost. This is, once again, is another goalpost that they're trying to create. Clearly, we know that on December 14th, the Electoral College, which they said if the Electoral College endorses Biden, mm-hmm. they will respect. But now they're changing. Once again, they're saying now they're waiting for January 6th for the actual accounting or actual, you know, approval of the Electoral College votes. So, yes, they'll be given a time during, you know, that session, you know, January 6th to, you know, present their grievances. The other thing that we have to worry about, we realize that Michael Pence will be the one actually chairing that meeting. So who knows what will happen. I'm sure, mm-hmm. you know, Pence may give these people more time to air their grievances. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we've seen enough Republicans that are saying, Trump, you lost, move on. So I don't foresee a majority of you know, people that are not happy with the results, you know, pushing for this to, you know, change the outcome of the Electoral College. I highly doubt that it will happen. I think they're just making noise, and, you know, it's expected that they'll make noise all the way until, you know, noon on January 20th of 2021.
If things go the Trump way, what are the scenarios here?
I think, you know, if things, then there will be more legal cases. Now the legal cases will be coming from the Biden side, it will be coming from the Democrats. So I think even if, you know, they are successful to stop the, you know, the Electoral College being, you know, approved and having Biden as the nominee officially, I think there will be a lot of court challenges going on. You know, because when we look at what's happening right now, the Trump administration is only concentrating mm-hmm. on four states, the ones that they lost. So Biden can always counter and pick other states where he lost by a narrow margin. So this whole thing, I think, you know, if Trump had to, you know, succeed in what he's trying to do, he to prolong the election season, I think, you know, we may go into spring. There will still be, you know, fights in the courts. But I don't, I mean, you know, historically, such things have never happened. But, you know, mm-hmm. Trump on his own, he's a unique guy. No one would have expected the U.S. to vote for someone like Trump. So, you know, he may surprise us again and pull something. But I don't see it happening to Gibbs. I think, you know, Democrats in America and, you know, our pillars of democracy and our institutions are too strong enough. This is evident from the fact that the Supreme Court threw away the Texas challenge and other, you know, federal, you know, judges threw away all the fraudulent, you know, cases that were, you know, submitted by the Trump team. So I don't foresee anything happening, but at the same time, it's one of those things that, you know, any surprise could happen, you know, during, you know, such an administration like Trump's.
Pleasant.
Mr. Antini, there are some who have Mr. Trump's ear, people like General Flynn, who are saying that there must be martial law. The military must seize all the machines used for voting and then rerun the elections. How feasible is that in America?
I think the probability of that happening is negative 1 million. And also, we have to ask ourselves, look at the characters that are bringing this up, Mr. Zulu. This is the guy that just came from jail. He wasn't that pardoned by Trump. So to a normal person, you can see that he's trying to pay back Trump for what he did for him. So I think, you know, even Republicans, now the normal Republicans, you know, the Republicans, you know, of, you know, Ronald Reagan, you know, the old Republican Party, do you think they are also appalled at what's happening right now? So, you know, we are talking of the president that got impeached by the House. He got served by the Senate because the Republicans had a majority. Mm-hmm. We see a president that keeps, you know, using criminals, people that went to jail, to actually spearhead his court challenges. So to me, this is just a joke. I can't believe that this is even happening in the USA. But I don't foresee a professional military buying into that kind of stuff. If, you know, I have a feeling that when they talk about, you know, these things, they are thinking about the militias. You know, you remember what Trump said, you know, to the good, whatever the good boys, whatever they are called.
Proud boys.
Proud boys, you know. I think they are more talking to the proud boys. We know that, you know, in America, a lot of people carry guns, especially in certain states. If you look at Texas and other southern states, you know, just about every household, they have weapons that are even more powerful than the weapons that the military, you know, has. So, yes, I can see those people trying to cause some trouble, but I don't see the professional military or the Pentagon going along with those ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, now I'm going to tell you about the medical department. Yes, we're going to tell the Republicans that Trump is going to be a good thing. How do you want to tell them about it?
Hayi, angikuboni ukuphumelela ngoba ngakhangela ukuthi bamanga ama-Republican akhona atsho njalo ngoba sakhumbula ukuthi i-Congress le-House ilabantu abadlula ama-500, I think it's like 538, I might be wrong about inamba yakhona. But nxa yokuthi kulabantu abathathu or abantu abanye kumbe even 10, 11, 12 abadayi bazakwenza into ethize, angiboni ukuthi bazaba i-majority. Ngoba vele ungakhangela ukuthi i-House is actually controlled by ama-Democrat. I-Senate ye-controlled ngama-Republican, but I think ba-controlled ngama-seats amalutshwane. So ngiyabona ukuthi bakhona amanye ama-Republican azasebenzisa ingqondo elandele umthetho. So angiboni bephumelela labo abakhalayo. Ilungelo ukuthi bekhale ilungelo labo, kodwa angiboni ukuthi ilungelo labo xa seliyimpact amalungelo yabantu ukuthi bazaphumele.
Yeah, blessing ngena khonapho.
For those of you who are just joining us, of course, this is a live talk, and we are talking about the COVID pandemic. It's a global pandemic, and also the U.S. transition. It is expected that President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in on the 20th of January next year. But of course, Mr. Trump is still yet to admit that he lost the elections. But Mr. Ntini, is it not his right, if he's aggrieved, to challenge the outcome of the election?
Within the courts, it is his right. So far, we've seen the courts entertaining all his cases and throwing them out because they are not either there was no evidence to even look at, you know, to hear the cases. So they talk of fraud, but they are not bringing evidence along. So you've seen the courts pretty much throwing those cases out. But it is their legal right, their constitutional right to challenge the elections in the courts of law as far as they want. They can challenge all the way up to noon on January 20, 2021, you know, before inauguration. So they can do, they have the right to do that. But so far, what we have seen, they haven't won anything. They haven't brought anything that has been substantial, you know, to like, you know, Mr. Zulu, as you know, every election, I think there is some element of fraud. Because people are people. I think there was one case that we heard about last week where someone voted for their, you know, dead father, but that particular person turned out to be a Republican. so you know,
that's the irony.
Fraud is there in every election. Now the question is, you know, when you look at the statistics, is that kind of fraud enough to actually change the results of the elections? Most probably not. So far, all the evidence that they've brought forward is hearsay. You know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories that they've been bringing forward. No one has actually brought in anything substantial or any that has been collaborated by the states who actually were, you know, in charge of administering the elections. Yes, there is the issue of the systems that they talk of. But I think, you know, those systems, from what I've heard, those systems were audited. They were certified that there's nothing wrong with them. So they can get the systems and try to do whatever. You look at Georgia, how many recounts have been done in Georgia? Mm-hmm. They've actually counted by hand, I think twice, and the results were the same. There might have been, you know, positive, negative movement for the, you know, very small votes, but, you know, they didn't, you know, change the outcome of the vote at the end of the day. So I don't foresee, anything, you know, happening that will favor Trump going forward.
Yeah, so siyabona ke ukuthi nxa sikhuluma sibele sijula ngakhona ukwenzakala eMelika. Kulalokhu ke okuthiwa ngama old right abantu laba abangani balobandlululo. So ukumemetheka kwakho konke lokhu kujona kona eMelika.
IAmerica dube uqale ngesikhathi sika Obama.
Mhm.
Mina ngafunda kuma Southern States. We you know from 95 to 2000. Sasikwazi ukuthi vele kulabantu abathize kodwa babengekho out in the open. But kuthe u-electa President Obama, they came out hard lapho wabonayo ukuthi hayi vele no, these people, they are, you know, they say come out of their shells, come out of the ilokuzeni ithawini imbalo, you know, coming out, and you can tell that these people, they're definitely qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the election of President Trump, who actually happens to be one of those people, it even fueled yes, they can publicly and they choose Trump. We have a promoter, we have a kuthazo ukwenza abakwenzayo mina lo. So iAmerica vele isidivide into two, ikakhulu ngakhangela imap yama-election, wakhanyela i-red, ukhangela i-blue. Lilizwe eliphakathi kobuzima, lilizwe elidivided into two. Angikwazi ukuthi going forward, we are hoping ukuthi engxenye uBiden as someone okhulileyo, maybe he will heal the nation, I don't know. But if Biden cannot heal the nation, I think we are definitely up against,
Thank you very much. Blessing now, we're joined by Mr. Innocent Ndivali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Mr. Ndivali, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs. I'm sorry I was struggling to come in. I'm really sorry. I want to apologize to the viewers and to yourself.
Thank you very much. Blessing, go ahead.
Of course, Mr. Ndivali, now we were talking about the U.S. Transition, which has been very, very difficult. How do you see it in terms of how it can affect other countries, this idea that many countries are of the opinion that it's always smooth in America, but this has been a different year?
It is a shame that we've had a president like President Donald Trump, who is bent on keeping clinging on power at all costs, yet he is very much aware that he's peddling lies. He's very much aware that he lost his money. I think what is painful for President Trump is that he lost in his first term. And I think he was misled to believe that he had big numbers. So it is unfortunate. And America has always been seen as right at the front of the so-called democracy. But we in the EFF across Africa, we've always said that America is just like any other capitalist state. Concerned about dominating other countries and so on. But you can see that it's about power, it's about his dominance, it's about his way, getting his own way. But let me assure you that what is happening now is that the systems within the U.S. are moving forward. They do not pay attention to charlatans such as President Trump. The systems are moving on. He has to understand that he has to get his administration out. At least in the next few days or in the next few week or so, he must be preparing his team to leave the White House, to leave governance, because Joe Biden won, and he won resoundingly. The last thing is that Trump is really beginning to sound like our brother, Nelson Chamisa, who clearly, as we know, he lost. He is still insisting that he's the president of Zimbabwe. Yet you've got a president in the form of Edith Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF. What we must even in Zimbabwe focus on is winning the elections in 2023, not Ms. Kwaradin as leader, as president.
But Mr. Ndivali, can you actually compare the Zimbabwean election and what happened in America? Because, I mean, in Zimbabwe, there are allegations, that even the ballot paper itself, there was controversy, in even how it was designed. And there were also cases of violence, which was not, experienced here in America. Is that a fair comparison?
It is not necessarily a fair comparison from your side, but at least from my side it is. Look at this. The MDC did not have evidence when they went to court. President Trump did not have evidence when he went to court. President Trump, all the cases, I don't know how many, we've lost count, have been thrown out of... Over 50 cases have been thrown out of, different levels of courts. President Nelson Chamisa of MDC Alliance did not have evidence. We were told by
the problem, report. Mr. Diwali, is some people actually say here the judiciary is at least independent. In Zimbabwe, whatever evidence. Remember, Mr. Tsvangirai challenged the elections in 2005 and there is no result up to now.
No, but this is why we've said MDC has been useless since their formation, because these guys were in government of national unity. They were supposed to push for reform, and they were crying for power. They were crying for the Home Affairs Ministry, which they were given. They were crying for executive powers, which was shared between them and between Tsvangirai and President Mugabe. But the President Mugabe outfoxed Tsvangirai. And so these guys cannot be talking about an unfair judiciary system, yet they failed to reform the very judiciary system. So what I'm trying to say to you is that this is an opposition that has wasted our time over years, over 20 years. There have been even in local authorities.
Thank you so much. I think our time is up now. So on that note, I think we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Dennis Juru of the International Cross-Border Traders Association, Mr. Musani Musontini, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Innocent Ndivali, Economic Freedom Fighters, Zimbabwe. We wish you a merry, merry Christmas and a prosperous 2021. Blessing.
Thank you so much, our guests and our viewers and also our listeners. And he is saying, have a merry Christmas, although times are tough. I'm Blessing Zulu in Washington. Good night.
Good night.